once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Our phone number is still, like last week, 528-4181. 528-4181. And it doesn't roll over, so if that one is busy, call 524-9510. 524-9510. Okay. The topic today is about electronics. Okay? That's one of the topics today. Cars coming out from the manufacturers have electronic throttle. What I mean by that is the old days, they used to have a rod that went to the carburetor to your gas pedal. Then they went to a cable from the throttle to your gas pedal. Today, there's no cable, no rod. And they do it that way because it's easier to build a car. You don't have to go and figure out the angles and the dangles of the linkage. Today's throttle is electronically done. There's a little electric motor on the throttle, and there's a sensor on the gas pedal that tells the electric motor how much to throttle. Now, how many of you out there trust this? When you buy a new car, did they tell you that? No. Do you trust it? I don't. Anything can go wrong with electronic. If you have to step on the throttle to get out of the way and it doesn't work, you'll be in an accident. If it throttles floorboard wide open and you don't want it to do that, you're in another accident. Okay? So what's up with these electronic things? They're also going to go into electronic steering, where there's a sensor in your steering wheel that will say left or right and how much to go. Whereas on the steering down below, they're gonna have an electric motor. There's no power steering, okay? So they don't have to have that pump on the belt. There's a power steering with an electric motor, and that will move the wheel left and right. Okay? I don't trust it. I'd rather have the shaft there so you know you're turning it. I don't trust these electronic things. Electronic throttle, electronic steering. What next? Electronic brake? Excuse me. I'd rather have the good old days. Give me a call at the new different number now. That's 528-4181 or 524-9510. Who do we have now?
On the line.
Who do we have?
Dottie Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. Just wanted to report the good news once again to all the listeners. Shell is still the best gas. And, you know, there is a consistency now because even not only my favorite stations, I've checked around the islands at Kailua, at IAF, they're all good.
Fantastic, Dean.
Yeah, they're all good. So, yep, keep buying the Shell and keep our cars purring. Best gas in town that you can buy.
Very good. Mm-hmm. What about the other brands?
Ooh, the other brands, not too good. You know, what happens is that, I'm not going to mention names, but their premium on average is at best only 85 or 86.
The premium?
Yeah, that's a premium, 85, 86, and that's their premium grade.
Good job, Dean.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Okay. So you, the people, it's up to you. Okay, let me explain what happens when you run what is called substandard fuel. When you run substandard fuel, it causes the engine to knock. And those of you old enough to remember, way back, engines could not run octane at 98 octane was regular, and people could not run it. It knocked. Premium was 104. So everybody ran 104. Okay? Now, think now. How could they bring down the octane way down 85 for premium and your engine don't knock? By computer. Every car has a computer. When a computer senses knocking, it retards the engine. If that doesn't work and it's still knocking, the reason you don't feel the jerking and all that, it slips the transmission. The computer controls your transmission and the engine. Well, what happens when you keep slipping that transmission? You wear it out. Then you end up going to the transmission shop or the auto repair shop to have that fixed or replaced. That's a lot of money, folks. A lot of money. I think the cheapest automatic transmission repair is $3,500. And the highest is the European cars at $9,000. It's your choice. A lot of people think, I'm saving money by using the low octane. You're not. They lower the octane because it's gas mileage, folks. Think, if you were the oil company, do you want your customers to have excellent gas mileage? No. It's all about money. They lower it so that you get less mileage and they make more money. Because for one, it's cheaper for them to refine the gasoline at a lower octane, and you get less gas mileage. They don't give a hoot if you damage your engine or your transmission. All about money. Okay, and that's not the right way to do business. But they do it all the time. And you, the people, have to wake up and go with the good stuff. Now, how can they run the gasoline down to 90, okay, and your engine don't knock? Well, they had to add in ethanol. Ethanol is an anti-knock. You take the ethanol out, the engine will pound itself to death. You have to have an anti-knock for any gasoline below 100 octane. And all the gasolines in America is below 100 octane. So, they had to add in this chemical way back called MTBE. Mary, Tom, Easy, Baker. Okay? EPA found that chemical causes cancer. So they had to take that anti-knock out. Now something had to replace it. If they didn't put an anti-knock, there's no way on earth anybody in America could run any gasoline. No way. That's way too low for an engine to run. So they brought out ethanol. But ethanol put them out of business in Brazil. So they don't want that to happen to them in America. So they bring out all this propaganda about ethanol damages rubber, hoses, injectors, everything. And you, the people, believe them. How can you believe the people that's trying to take all your money? Hello? You know, you gotta look at things, and you gotta remember. Talk to the old people; they know what happened in the old days.
They are relating that to they had something way back. I don't know, like 20 years ago or something, that used to do that. What was that called?
What are you talking about?
They used to have something else they added in the gas or something.
Well, way back they tried to use methanol. Methanol is hazardous. Okay? That's alcohol too. But methanol is highly corrosive, damages rubber hoses, fiberglass, plastic, everything else. Now, racers used methanol way back, and they're all switching now to ethanol because ethanol does not damage rubber hoses, fuel injectors, nothing. Go look in the back of a vodka bottle. It's 40% ethanol, 60% water. How can you drink it if it damages rubber hoses and everything else? It doesn't damage anything. Ethanol is made from sugarcane, corn, anything green. How can that damage anything? It can't. Okay? But the other alcohols can and will damage everything. They use ethanol in the hospitals for surgery, for disinfecting and cleaning. They don't use methanol, because if they use methanol, the patient would die. Think about it. Just think about it. Ethanol brought Brazil out of third world. Back in 1955, Brazil was third world. They're not anymore. They're very wealthy, all because of sugarcane.
So they're selling gas now without ethanol, you know, like ethanol-free gas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they're adding in?
I don't know what chemical they're adding in, but I have a stinking hunch they're sneaking in MTBE. They have to be adding something. I mean, talk to any engine builder. I mean, expert engine builder, not Mickey Mouse. Expert engine builder. They will tell you there's no way on earth you can run octane below 100 octane and the engine don't knock. No possible way. I don't care what kind of compression ratio or anything you have. You cannot run a lawnmower on anything below 100 octane without putting in an anti-knock. Okay? Now, unless you're an engine builder, you won't know this. So if you don't trust what I'm saying, go talk to a good engine builder. Not somebody that doesn't know anything. And they'll tell you that. Okay? The other thing is, if gasoline wasn't that important, how does this VP Racing Fuel, California Racing Fuel, and all these racing fuel companies stay in business? It's because of the octane. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 524-4181. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 528-4181 and 524-9510.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean. is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here, doing great, and I have an explanation for you about your what the term is fly-by-wire, which is what they've been doing, but they've been doing that with airplanes for like 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like your new, like, 777, you know, they used to run cables all over the plane.
Mm-hmm.
All electric motors.
Mm.
But what they're doing with the cars, because, you know, I'm the tech, I follow this in the tech world, it's the road test for self-driving cars. So, like, if you think back over the years, all of the parts you need for the self-driving car, they introduce every couple of years so they can see in real world, which I know is going to sound scary, what the failures are going to be. Because, like, you know, we eventually will have self-driving cars, but like you said, you don't want to be in a self-driving car that can't turn right. It just keeps going straight or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's typically what they're doing. So, like, this year, the Toyotas have this stay-in-lane feature as standard on the upper model, where you flip a switch, and if it starts to go out of the lane, it steers itself back in the lane. More accidents, because, like you and I both know, until you go full self-driving, the cars are just assisted driving. But what people are doing is they think it's full driving, and they got videos of them talking on the phone and, you know, jumping around in the car while it drives. It's, you can't do that yet. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? Nothing. You just got to keep fighting a good fight. But anyway, one of my projects has been driving down and looking at the rail to see what they're doing. And before I leave today, maybe somebody will call and explain this, or maybe you know. Have you looked at the rail down by Pearl City?
All the time.
Okay. What are the ladders for?
I don't know.
You know what I thought? They have these ladders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're fold-up ladders, right? You could, where you could pull them up.
Mm-hmm.
But to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, somebody has a contract that I wish we had to put padlocks and plywood on the bottom of a fold-up ladder.
And make millions. So,
exactly. So on that note, as always, take care of your car, and it'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. At this point, the big thing now out is the hack of Equifax. Wow. The recent hack on Equifax has exposed probably more than 143 million identities, and you are most likely one of them. Your name, birthday, social security number, address, credit card number, bank account information, everything appears on the credit report, all exposed. All exposed, folks. If you have been procrastinating and thinking this won't happen to you, think again. I'm getting the ID Shield. ID Shield does not use Equifax. the LifeLock does. And that's very important. I believe ID Shield is the best, and I highly recommend you to call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000 to get the coverage. I used her, and she gave me total peace of mind. Total peace of mind. So call Eileen, and she will explain it all to you and answer any questions you may have without any obligations. Just remember, ID theft is not only financial, it's medical, social security, driver's license, criminal, everything is vital. ID Shield covers it all. So get peace of mind with the best by calling Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. It is very affordable, and you can even text her at the same number, 808-780-5000. Okay? That's the, I guess you saw all this on the news where Equifax or whatever has been hacked. Well, a lot of people are being hacked, and a lot of you don't even know it. Okay, so go check it out. Anyway, if you have a question or anything, give us a call at 528-4181 or 524-9510. Now, this incident just happened about just yesterday. My condominium building, an elderly lady accelerated her car through the guardrail on the 7th floor, almost injuring herself or even killing herself by the car going over the edge. Luckily, it didn't fall to the ground. It was hanging on the edge. Okay? Now, when something like this, what's the first thing come to your mind? Well, the guys always say, ah, that's a Wahine driver, that's why. Or some of them say, oh, elderly lady. They're always blaming the driver. All these incidents, including the speeding on the road where the people get killed, they blame the driver. How do you know it's a driver? If you blame the driver without evidence in a court of law, the judge and jury would laugh you out of the court. The courts require that you prove it. You cannot just say, well, I know because she's an old lady. She cannot drive. She's wrong. No, no, no. That don't fly. Well, the policeman took her license away, and everybody there that helped get her car back on into the parking structure blamed her. How would you, the people listening, how would you feel if you were in her shoes? Would you like it? They blaming you when you had no control on the car? Her car has electronic throttle. How do you know if the car didn't accelerate itself on its own? I don't care if you were Mario Andrade. If the car accelerates on its own, there is nothing you can do. Think about that. So much people, especially the police department, is blaming the driver. No, that's wrong. We're not in a communist country.
Well, most of the time it's the driver.
How do you know? Do you have proof?
No, but you don't have proof otherwise.
Okay.
Too.
Supposedly, Wanda, you were that lady. And they say, you know, that old lady don't know how to drive. Take her license away. How would you like it? Would you say, oh, I guess so?
No, but you would know if you tried to brake and the car accelerated, so she should fight it.
You know, Wanda, when people are in that situation, on the seventh floor, way up, and the car is going out over the railing, into the air, you don't start thinking, well, let me see now. Did I do that, or is the car doing it? No. The only thing in your mind that's going in your mind is, please don't let me die. When it's your life, it's a big... In drag racing, when we got into situations, we didn't think about, oh, I wonder if it was that part. Oh, I wonder if that was me. No, you try to control a vehicle, first of all, because it's your life. Okay? After you get everything under control, and you get back and sit down and you think about it. But if everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry came to you and said, it's your fault, you made a mistake, would you buy that? I don't think so. But that's what is being said about everything. No. Isn't it that you're innocent until proven guilty? How is it that people say you're guilty without proving you're guilty? That's wrong. You gotta sit down in that person's shoes and see how it feels. How do you think that elderly lady feels? That just because she's old, they're saying, you're too old to drive, give me a license, and all that. I don't think she feels good.
Well, safety precaution, I guess.
Oh, no. You gotta do like this. Chinese man told me years ago, Henry Ng. Henry Ng Sr. told me, walk in your other man's shoes. You treat the person like you want them to treat you. How would the policeman feel like if they took away his license because he is too old without testing or anything? No, he wouldn't like it. How many of you out there listening would like it if they took away your license because they assume that you're too old or unqualified? No. Again, we're in America. You're innocent until proven guilty. But like Mario Yano says, so how come the guilty ones get let go? Now that's a good question. The guy that is seen shooting somebody gets free. But the person that nobody knows if a defective car or not, is guilty. Oh, boy. Anyway, that's what's happening. And a lot of cars, all of the new cars today, have electronic throttles. There's no cable, no linkage. So be very careful, folks. This can happen. Okay? Okay, who do we have now?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I may have asked these questions before, but forget. So, you keep talking about knocking. What is knocking?
Well, Barbara, in the old days, when you filled the wrong gas and you're going up the pulley, it sounds like marbles in a coffee can rattling around. That is engine knock.
So at what point in the driving does it occur?
Anytime you put load on the engine.
What does that mean?
If you're carrying a full load of people and trying to go, okay? When you load the car down and it's straining to go, it will do that.
So if you're the only person, that's not straining.
That is.
It's like, say, if you're going up a hill.
Yeah, that is. It depends on the type of engine you have. And what is the noise is the pistons going up and down in the cylinders, and they're banging against the cylinder wall. And that's what's causing the noise. So if you let it bang, bang, bang long enough, it'll break the piston and blow up the engine.
So wait, if you use good gas, then it doesn't bang around.
That's right, because good gas, when it explodes, it pushes the piston all the way down so it doesn't rattle. But the low octane gas just pops and doesn't push the piston down, so the piston rattles, it shakes. And that's what's causing the knock.
So if you're using the V power, it shouldn't knock.
Right.
And it knocking only happens going up the hill?
You never have it going down the hill. It's only when there's strain on the engine.
And going up the hill?
Or on a level ground, whenever you have strain.
But you said one person only is a strain.
It can be. It depends on how low your octane is.
So if you're using V power, it shouldn't knock.
Depends on what the octane is.
Yeah.
No, but V power.
Yeah, but see, even that one, remember now, back in the old days, engines could not run with regular. The regular octane was 98. There's no such thing as 98 in all of America. Okay? And at 98, engines knocked. People all ran the premium at 104. There is no such thing as 104.
Okay, so if you're on level ground, when does it knock, or does it knock one time and power?
No, it keeps knocking as long as you accelerating hard.
Or when you accelerate?
Yes.
So anytime you're at a stop, and then you have to accelerate, it could...
It will knock.
What does the knocking sound like?
I just explained it to you. It's like a coffee can with marbles in it.
Coffee can with marbles?
Yeah, go get a little metal can, put some marbles in, and shake it, and you'll hear it.
And as long as you're accelerating, it's going to knock.
Yes, because you're putting strain.
Even with V power?
Well, V power, no, because the octane is up to 90. And they have ethanol in there that is anti-knock. But if you take the ethanol out, yes, it will knock.
So it's only the gasoline that causes this knocking?
What do you mean, only the gasoline?
Not anything else, because you only talk about gasoline.
The gasoline causes the damage of the engine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not engine oil or...
Engine oil has another issue, which is wear and tear. Okay.
But it doesn't cause a knocking.
It causes a different knocking. Once it's to that point where it's beyond repair, it's a loud, constant knocking.
It doesn't stop.
No.
Okay, I gotta remember that.
Oh, write it down.
I thought I had another question.
You have to write it down so you can remember.
But, you know, lazy.
Oh, then that's the way it goes. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. It's break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do you have on the line?
We have Michelle from Mililani.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Hi, George.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Still alive.
Still alive. Yeah, me too. That's a good thing.
Okay.
So my question is, you know, like any good local girl, I've been taught to think that Japanese cars are the best cars to buy. I'm in need of buying a new car, but financially I'm looking at something more economical. So what's your thoughts on a Kia or Hyundai? How are they standing up right now as far as overall, you know, functioning and safety of the car?
Well, when you mentioned that, my hair stand up.
For real?
The only Asian car that I would recommend.
Yeah?
Is the Toyota.
Toyota. And let me guess, I got to get them from Maui too.
No.
Just joking.
their prices is the same as Servco now. The other question I have for you is, where do you drive? Do you drive a lot on a freeway?
I do, yes.
Then I recommend BMW.
Okay, well, that's not economical, but
no.
I get the point. Okay, why BMW for the freeway?
It's very safe.
Okay.
It's very, very safe. My youngest daughter got into a bad accident on H1 freeway. And I thank heaven that I got her a BMW. Because if she wasn't in the BMW, she would have died. was a wow. big truck that hit her heart.
Wow.
So I count the blessings, and I found out after the accident why BMWs are so safe.
Okay.
The floorboard
okay.
on all cars is only one sheet metal. The BMW is three floors.
Wow.
2 inches apart, creating a huge metal box. So it cannot crush.
I see.
So it's for safety. And everybody always tell me, wow, expensive. But you know, if Heavenly Father said, your time has come, you gotta die, all the money in the world will not pay him off to let you live.
Uh-huh.
So money is nothing.
Okay.
Your life is number one.
That's right. Okay. So all models of BMW have those
Yes, they all do. I called my friend in Germany, at BMW, and he laughed, and he said, yeah, we make it strong for the Autobahn. So you get in an accident, you can walk away.
Okay. And then from what year do they have those 3 layers or all years?
All years. But I don't recommend buy a new one.
Okay.
Go to Honolulu BMW and talk to the service manager, Mike Tetsutani, and ask him to recommend a used pre-owned BMW.
Okay.
Very reasonable.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I could try that out then.
All my customers have been going there.
How about the safety of Toyota?
Safety of Toyota is not as safe as the BMW.
Okay.
But from 2010 on up, okay, everything on Toyota is made in Japan.
Okay.
From 2000 to 2010, all of the parts are manufactured in China.
Oh!
Okay, so if you buy one that is 99 and down, it's all Japanese. You buy one from 2011 on up, it's all Japanese.
Okay.
And the difference is, see, in Japan, when they give the people a job to do, it's not the name of Toyota. It's named their own family name.
Right.
That is what they stand by. You don't shame the family.
That's true, yeah.
So, that's why you get quality. But in China, they don't do that.
Yeah.
So, that's the quality. And, you know, China lost the biggest account. Toyota and Lexus.
Uh-huh.
Big loose money.
Lose money, yeah.
Yep. So that's my two recommendations.
Okay. That's really good. I appreciate it, George.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Yeah. If you have a question, give us a call at 528-4181. 524-9510. Okay? If you have any questions or whatever, give us a call. Okay. Now, I play the PSA. I went to a party, Mom, every week. And those of you that have lost a loved one because of a drunk driver know how it feels. So we try. We try our best to send a message out to help curb drunk driving. The other thing I was trying to do before Hawaii Raceway Park closed was do a program that would kind of get into that groove. I'll explain it more after the break.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
She's real fine.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and let me explain about that program that I wanted to do at the Hawaii Raceway Park. It was called Jackpot Racing. Like anything else in our life, folks, money. Everything is money. The rail is money. Everything is money. Okay? People only do things for money. You think the rail is helping us? No. Anyway, jackpot racing was like this. And I had the backing of a lot of my sponsors on the mainland in drag racing. Okay. The whole rules of the program was to run in the jackpot program. Number one, once you're in the program, you have to sign the papers that you agree that if you're caught speeding 20 miles over the speed limit, number one. Number two, if you're caught racing on the freeway or on the highways or roads, it's number two. Number three, if you're caught DUI or on drugs driving in a car, or if you're caught racing on the streets, you will be out of the program for life. You cannot ever, ever participate to run for the money again. Okay? And they would have to agree to this. And everybody pays $25 to race. And the sponsors put in the jackpot. And at that time, back in 2006, before the racetrack closed, my sponsors came up with over $16,000 on their side, plus the $25 each car. And the way the race was going to be done was, first of all, you pick the bracket you want to run in, 12 second, 11 second, whatever it is. You cannot run faster than that. You run heads up, and the heads up will have no yellow lights on the starting tree. It goes from stage ready and flash to green. So there's no way you know when it's going to come green. And I tried that in Maui with the junior dragsters, and the young people there loved it. They loved it because it was anybody's game. Whoever had the best reaction time would win. So anyway, that's the thing I was trying to do to curb drunk driving. Money. If there's no money, you can't do anything to curb it. It has to involve money, one way or the other. Putting them in jail doesn't help it. Money will, if they don't get to run. Just think about it, folks. If you're sitting on the bleachers and the guy next to you wins $20,000, are you going to sit there and say, oh, that's good, and wait till next month and let him win again? No. You're going to say, hey, if he could win that, maybe I can. And that's true. You can too. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Adam on the line.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, George. May I have the number to Dennis again?
To who?
Dennis, the EnviroClean guy.
To to Dennis.
Yeah. Yeah. I got 808-223, and I don't have the rest of the number.
How come?
My head's slow, that's why.
Huh?
I cannot think fast.
Write it down.
No,
like I told Barbara, write it down.
I know, it's too fast for me.
Okay. 223.
Yes.
93.
Yes.
67.
Okay, got him.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Ray from Honolulu.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah, I was in Georgia. I just wanted to get more info on your the electronic rust proofing. Why it's good, how much it costs, and I know you got to schedule a time with you. My son wants to get his car electronic rust proof, and why does it work?
It works really good on new cars.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you have rust, it will not remove the rust.
Would it stop it?
It stops it from growing. Okay, years and years ago, way back, when they first found out about this from Harvey Maeda in Kauai, I tried it out. I got a sheet metal, ground it up nice and shiny, and attached the anti-rust to it and left it out in the weather. I even helped it along by wetting it down and all that. It never turned brown. It stayed nice and shiny. So I thought, okay. I disconnected the battery. The next day, that whole sheet metal was brown.
Wow, one day.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep, so I know it works. I didn't believe my friend Harvey Maeda, so I tried it. And it does. It does work. The cost of it installed is $400.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's it.
I'll get with you and make an appointment. And how long does it take normally, about?
A couple hours to put on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do it in town, yeah? Okay,
yep.
Well, good. I'll give you a call and set up an appointment. Thanks a lot, George.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Aloha. Okay, anyway, again, let me bring you up to speed on what's happening. If you didn't see the news, Equifax has been exposed, and probably more than 143 million identities have been exposed, and people are getting, what do you call, taken by all this thing. So it exposes your name, birthday, social security number, address, credit card, bank accounts, everything. Okay, it's all exposed. And if you're procrastinating and thinking, maybe not, it's crazy. I recommend getting the ID Shield. ID Shield does not use Equifax like LifeLock does. And that's very important. I believe ID Shield is the best, and I highly recommend you to call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000 to get the coverage. I used her, I have it, and it's, trust me, it's a total peace of mind. You forget about everything. It's so simple, and it's so affordable. Just give Eileen a call, and she can answer your questions, and there's no obligation. Just remember, the ID theft is not only financial. It's medical, social security, driver's license, everything. It's critical. ID Shield covers it all. So get peace of mind and get with Eileen Hines. Her number is 808-780-5000. It's affordable. Give her a call or text her at 808 780-5000. Okay? Anyway, just a little service because of that issue that came out on the news about that credit thing. And it's really important. A lot of my friends from way back have gotten away from all this kind of stuff, like credit cards and stuff. Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call at 528-4181 or 524-9510. And be like Barbara, write it down. So it's easy. Well, sometimes Barbara forget where she wrote it down. So anyway, there's a lot of cars going through the red light. So folks, at any intersection, do not take it for granted. Be careful. Okay? Be careful. I don't know why people just do it. They do it. At Liliha and Vineyard, I saw three cars go through a solid red. Solid red. They pay no attention. They just went zooming through, almost running over a pedestrian. So, if anything, I think that police department should be cracking down on this. Not with red light cameras. No. Have the guy there. The motorcycle police is the easiest to maneuver. That's it. Well, you know?
What's wrong with the red light camera? It works, I think, huh?
No, because again, it's in a court of law that you have to be proven guilty without the benefit of a doubt. How do you know who's driving? Yeah, you're going to tag the car owner, but the car owner might have not been driving, so he's not wrong. So, anyway, the best is a policeman on a motorcycle. He sees that, he pulls him over and tags him. Well, on the corner of Mauna Kea and Barataria, one evening, I saw a blue and white police car. He was right at the corner, and this guy ran the red light, solid red. And I saw the blue light start flashing. I said, yes. He got pulled over for running the red light. Terrific. About time we see that. I hope, Bob, you're listening. But Bob sees it all the time, and he gets frustrated that nobody tags them. Okay? So anyway, it's that time again. We got to say aloha. So please, folks, take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.